At this time, I want to encourage you, we're ready, which is what we do best and enjoy time in the Word of God. And what a thrill for us to hear from one of our very own, Dr. Jim Walls. And I want to encourage you to get your Bibles out as well as the back of the bulletin and take notes, because we encourage you to gather around one of our life groups. Well, let me just introduce you briefly, but he has been such a significant role over the past 5 years here at Hope Chapel. Dr. Jim Walls, we know him as Chemo. The significant roles that he plays in just helping us learn in his mentorship in so many ways. Even yesterday, we did a OSL Level 1 class here, and I want to thank you, Jim. Thank you, Chemo, for doing just that, because we were opening up today for our students to have a free day for Mother's Day. But the roles that you play, Chemo, thank you. The continual touch in our community and here at Hope Chapel. And as a professor there at Vanguard, we're grateful for the many, many significant lives you influence. Would you welcome with me as we welcome to our stage, Chemo? Thank you. God bless you. And happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Oh, I'm still teared up from the worship. I'm sorry. It's, you know, start talking about moms and that's what happens to me. Can dare I say that there is a spirit of nurturing in this room? That sense that there's just that love and that warmth that that a mom brings to us. It's such a special day to celebrate moms. Whether you're a biological mom or you're a spiritual mom, it is just a joy to dedicate this day to you and to just love on you. And we're going to talk about three ways to show love to our mothers here today. You know, one of the things that I've discovered about having a mom was that she always knows what to say, and she always cuts through the baloney and goes right to the point. You know that? Most of us have moms. Hi, Kelsey. Most of us have moms like that. Old friends we haven't seen for a while. But here's some examples of some things that mothers say, or they may have said in the past, and you may recognize this as well. The first one is Mona Lisa's mother. After all the money your father and I spent on braces, Mona, that's the biggest smile you can give. How about Humpty Dumpty's mother? Humpty, if I've told you once, I've told you 100 times not to sit on that wall, but you would you listen to me? No. How about Christopher Columbus's mother? I don't care what you discovered, Christopher. You still could have written. Michelangelo's mother. Mike, can't you paint on the walls like other children? Do you have any idea how hard it is to get that stuff off the ceiling? How about Napoleon's mother? All right, Napoleon, if you aren't hiding your report card inside your jacket, then take your hand out of there and prove it. And finally, Jonah's mother. That's a nice story, but now tell me where you've been for the last 3 days. You know, it's a story about a man who was walking along the beach in Waikiki one day, and he stumbled across an old lamp. He picked it up, rubbed it, and out popped a genie. The genie said, Four people have released me from the lamp this month, and I'm getting sick of this three wishes routine. So I'm only going to give you one wish, but I'll make it a good one. Well, the man thought about it for a while and said, you know, I've always wanted to go to the mainland, but I'm afraid to fly, and I get really seasick. Could you build me a bridge from Hawaii to San Francisco so I could drive there in my car? Well, the genie went on and said, oh, come on. That's impossible, for goodness sake. Think of the logistics of that feat. How would the supports of such a bridge reach the bottom of the Pacific Ocean and stay stable in the bad weather? Don't be stupid. The answer is obviously no. Think of something else. Well, the man thought about it for a while, and he said, well, you know, I've been trying to get a girlfriend for years, and every time I get one, they always tell me that I don't care and that I'm insensitive. So for my second wish, I wish that I could fully understand women, to know exactly how they feel and know exactly what they are thinking. Well, the genie paused for a moment and said, You know that bridge to the mainland? Do you want it 2 lanes or 4 lanes? You know, what I'm really getting at here is that, guys, we can't do the things that women do. We can't feel. We try. It's in us, but it's so deep, that nurturing that women do. It's so hard. And so women have such a very special place, and they have certain gifts and certain characteristics of God that are amplified more than they are in men. So there's something very special about women. I really want to encourage us today to treat the moms in our lives well. You know, before I continue, I want to just remind us that Mother's Day is not for everyone. It can be a difficult time for some ladies. Many women would love to have become a mother for whatever reason they're not able to. Some people don't have the best mother in the world because they're human. Others simply just don't get on with their mothers. And others who did may have lost them through passing. Sadly, some mothers have lost children, and others carry the guilt of wayward children. To them, Mother's Day is very difficult, and an understanding of this certainly helps. We also remember this morning, and we pray that despite their troubles, that this is still a special day for them. The scripture I'm going to read from today is 1 Timothy 5:1, and it reads, "Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity." You see, Paul is instructing Timothy to treat women reverently. And he's talking about mothers, both biological and spiritual. So it's a broad gamut that he's speaking to. I want to take a look at 3 ways that we can show love to a special mom today. The first way we can show love is to show her honor. Show her honor. You know, in the Ten Commandments, the very first commandment after the commandments that deal with God, they start to deal with man and our relationship with one another. The very first one in that second section, I believe it's the fifth commandment, it says to honor thy mother and father. Honor thy mother and father. The same commandment is quoted in Ephesians 6:2, honor your father and mother. It's the same word that Peter used when he instructed husbands how to treat their wives, showing them honor. And so I looked up this word honor. I said, okay, what does honor really mean? What does honor really mean? And the Greek behind this word is time, time. Now, I was just inspired by the word time because it reminded me of time, time. That isn't the literal translation of that Greek word, but it reminded me how important it is that when we honor our mothers, that we give them time. We spend time with them. This is the way that we can show love to our moms, whether they're biological moms or they're spiritual moms, spending time with them. You know, it's such a joy that my wife and I live in the same building that my mom lives in. And every evening, Lori, my wife, makes dinner for my mom. And I get the opportunity to take dinner down to her. And it's usually, sometimes that's the only time I see my mom during the day. And one of the things that I always so appreciate, and I always thought it was about me doing something for her, but she comes up and she throws her arms around me and just gives me a big old hug. And I realize that may be the only physical contact she gets with anybody all day long. But it isn't about what I give her hugging back. It's what she gives me because in that moment, I feel that love and that nurturing that she's given me all of these years. And in that moment, we just have a special bond that connects because she's my mom. She's 91 years young and still loving me and still hugging me and nurturing me. You know, our mothers have poured so much into us over our lives. They've changed our diapers. They've washed thousands of bottles and loads of clothes. They've taught us about God who sent his son to die for us. A half a dozen trips to the ER, some of you guys, maybe more. A million trips to the ball field, to parades, to scouts, to dance lessons. They spent time with us. And I know that there are many times that they wish they could be doing something else because Their lives are full as well, but they took the time to spend time with us. You know, when we get a little older, we're in young adulthood, we begin to discover that time is so precious because we have so little of it, that we are involved in so many things. Life begins to encroach upon us. And I realize at the stage of my life I'm at now that relationships are more important than anything else in the world. It isn't the things that I work for to get. It isn't the house, the car. It's about relationships. And one of the most precious relationships in my life is my relationship with my mom. Scripture instructs us to give mothers honor, and that's spending time with them. And I'm not suggesting, guys, that you move back in with mom. That's not what we're saying here. But today, if you have opportunity or make the time, give her a call, send her an email, text her, do something to let her know you're thinking of her if she's not close by. And if she is, take her to lunch. Okay? Spend some time with her. That's the greatest gift that you can give your mom. Mother Teresa said, "There are many in the world who are dying for a piece of bread, but there are many more who are dying for a little love." Some of those are moms. Spending money and resources on moms are good, but don't forget to spend time with her. Showing mom honor is one way to show them love, but it's not the only way. The second way we can show love to mom today is to help her out. Help her out. Did you hear the story about the three sons who left home? They went out on their own and they prospered. Getting back together, they discussed the gifts that they were able to give their elderly mother. The first said, "I built a big house for our mother." The second said, "I sent her a Mercedes with a driver." The third smiled and said, "I've got you both beat. You remember how mom enjoyed reading the Bible? And you know she can't see very well. I sent her a remarkable parrot that recites the entire Bible. It took elders in the church 12 years to teach him. He's one of a kind. Mom just has to name the chapter and the verse, and the parrot recites it." Soon thereafter, mom sent out her letters of thanks. "Milton," she wrote, "the house you built is so huge. I live only in one room, but I have to clean the whole house." "Gerald," she wrote to another, "I'm too old to travel. I stay home most of the time. So I rarely use the Mercedes. And by the way, that driver you sent me is so rude." "Dearest Donald," she wrote to her third son, "you have the good sense to know what your mother likes. The chicken was delicious." You know, all three of the sons meant well. But there was one that really knew what the mom needed. You know, Jesus is an example of that caring attitude as well. He was always looking out for the physical needs of his mom. In John 19:25-27, it says, "Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, 'Dear woman, here is your son.' And to the disciple, 'Here is your mother.' And from that time on, this disciple took her into his home." You see, even in that moment, when he's dying on the cross, his back is just raw from getting flogged. Blood is running down his face. He's been beaten. He's in torture. He's up on the cross and he cries out to God, "God, if you can take this cup away from me, please do it. But not your will, my will be, or my, not my will, but your will be done." And in that moment, he remembered to think about his mom. And this was not just a casual, "Hey, you guys go live together." He took a moment just to look down and explain to his mom how much he cared for her, to the degree that he said, "I'm going to send someone into your life to take care of you for the rest of the time that you're here on this earth." I don't know whether I would have ever had that kind of sense of moment to be able to do that. But because he is so loving and he's so caring and his love is so sacrificial, he demonstrated that at the cross. And he did it not just for her, but he did it for you and I. It's that great love that he gave to us. So don't ignore your mother's needs, please. Give your mother honor. Meet her needs by helping her out. You know, the third way that we show love to a special mom today is hear her out. Hear her out. Here are some things that some of the moms have taught us over the years. And these are so precious. They make so much sense. My mother taught us to pray. When I spilled grape juice on the carpet, she instructed, "You better pray the stain will come out of the carpet." My mother taught us logic from her decisive words. "Because I said so, that's why." My mother taught us foresight. "Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident." In Hawaii, we call them BBDs, BVDs. My mother taught us irony. "Keep laughing, I'll give you something to cry about." My mother taught us stamina. "You'll sit there till all that spinach is finished." My mother taught us about weather. "It looks as if a tornado swept through your room." And my mother taught us the cycle of life. "I brought you into this world and I can take you out." My mother taught us about behavior modification. "Stop acting like your father." You know, Solomon has been quoted as the wisest man who ever lived. And in Proverbs 1:8, he says, "Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching." In Proverbs 6:20, he says, "My son, keep your father's commands, and do not forsake your mother's teaching." And then he says in Proverbs 15:20, "A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish man despises his mother." So Solomon says, listen to your mother. Listen to your mother. Pay attention to what she's saying. But are moms always right? No. They're fallible. They're human. We know that. Sometimes they're a little bit off base, but you can always be assured they're looking out for the best for you. Your mom has your best interests at heart, so at least listen to what she has to say. You know, in conclusion, we've looked at three ways to show love to a mom today. Show her honor, help her out, and hear her out. So I hope you'll do that today. Before the day ends, take a moment to just love on one of the moms, whether it's your biological mom, a spiritual mom, or just somebody that you've looked up to who has poured into your life at some point. It's a final story I want to share with you. And this is a true story, by the way. It happened during the Holocaust of the Second World War. Solomon Rosenberg, his wife, and their two sons were arrested together with Rosenberg's mother and father for the crime of being Jews. They were placed in a Nazi concentration camp. It was a labor camp, and the rules were simple. As long as you can do your work, you are permitted to live. When you become too weak to do your work, then you will be exterminated. Rosenberg watched as his mother and father were marched off to their deaths. He knew that the next would be his youngest son, David, because David had always been a frail child. Every evening, Rosenberg came back into the barracks after each day of hard labor and searched for the faces of his family. When he found them, they would huddle together, embrace one another, and thank God for another day of life. One day, Rosenberg came back and didn't see those familiar faces. He finally discovered his oldest son, Joshua, in a corner, huddled, weeping and praying. And he said, "Josh, tell me it's not true." Joshua turned and said, "It is true, Dad. Today, David was not strong enough to do his work, so they came for him." "But where is your mother?" asked Mr. Rosenberg. "Oh, Dad," he said. "When they came for David, he was afraid and cried." So Mom said, "There is nothing to be afraid of, David," and she took his hand and went with him. You know, this illustrates the kind of love that moms have for their kids. It's a love so strong that it chooses to give up their own life for their children so they can be comforted. This is the same picture that we have of the sacrificial love that Christ gave for us when he went to the cross. It's that aspect that draws us to him, that woos us to him. It's that sacrificial love. And it's demonstrated in our moms. In Matthew 12, 46 through 49, while Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brother stood outside wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside. They want to speak to you." And he replied to him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" Pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and here are my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." So whether you're a member of this church or not, commit yourself to treating other members of the family, even including your mother and those spiritual mothers as well, with the love and the grace and the nurturing that they have given to you over time. Let's pray. Father, we're so grateful. We're so grateful for all the work that you have done in our lives through our moms. We're thankful, Father, that you have birthed us into the community of life and into the community of your kingdom, Lord. We're thankful for the moms and how they have poured out and poured into our lives, Lord, that kind of love, that sacrificial love, that nurturing love that we so need. And Lord, as we take this day to celebrate you and to celebrate the moms in our lives, Lord, we speak blessing over them. We speak your grace upon them. We ask, oh God, that their day would be full of joy and full of life. And Lord, that others would come alongside them and just encourage them and to give back some of what they have given to us, Lord. And as we look forward to the days ahead, Lord, help us to always remember to honor them, to help them out, and to hear them, Lord. To know what their needs are and to be right there on the spot, Father, willing to and able to provide for all that they need. Thank you, Father, for that nurturing spirit that you've given our moms. Help them to continue to grow, to continue in their journey with you, Lord. And help that special bond that we have with moms to continue to be strengthened as we go forward in life. And we just thank you for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's worship the Lord.
That you've been here with us. I want to just conclude with one last little simple introspection as you just close your eyes and realizing how immense love is. And how someone said that love is one of those unique ingredients that when given it not only benefits those who give love, but also those who receive love. And the love of God is so rich, and through His Son Jesus, if there is that chance, we talk about just got the upward calling of people in the air. If there's ever a doubt that you're not sure you'll make that, when that trumpet sounds, or you go through that veil and come out on the other side, if you're not sure, just close your eyes with me and make those things right with Jesus right now. Asking Him to come be your Lord and Savior. That's your decision. That's your choice. So Lord, we want to thank You. The impact of love. And the expression of that love displayed through people like mothers and on display throughout countless centuries through Jesus Christ our Lord. We love You and thank You for the miracles happening in the hearts and minds of people here and those who are watching live. Touch them now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friends, I'm going to invite you to stand. I'm about ready to pray you off a blessing. So if you can, let's stretch your legs. You've been an outstanding audience. Would you give now yourself an applause? Go ahead. Say, way to go, self. I want to just remind you, in respect of Mother's Day today, we will not be having our evening services, namely our college anchored group will not be gathering. Our response, all church worship will not be happening. They're all moved till next Sunday. We want to also, just as we move forward, life groups will be happening all this week. Even this Saturday is our Radius 3 outreach. Go see Jennifer Furtado. She will. Please join her and me as we continue to just be praying for our neighborhood. Outstanding experience, 10 to noon on Saturday. And finally, dear mothers, dear ladies, please make sure on your way out that you gather a special gift from us. Take that home and remember, it's just a small item that reminds you you are here today, and we want to express our gratitude as well for all of our women and mothers especially. Also, I want to just highlight Dr. Jim Walls. Chemo will be at the glass doors. Please extend your greetings to him as he goes. My wife Ainsley and I, we will be at the welcome table. It's a little small high-top table. As you exit, you'll see us. I welcome you to come. Stop by, especially our guests who are here. As you've made a tear out of the connection, we'd like to not only present a gift of appreciation for just allowing us that information, but to see how we could be of help to you. And I want to also just remind you, we do have water baptism. Come see me. I'll be there at the welcome table. Let's just talk about that. Have you been water baptized? Maybe you just prayed to shore things up with you and Jesus today. Wouldn't it be great to just nail that deal with a complete water immersion? One last thing I want to just highlight. We are leading, Ainsley and I are leading a tour to Israel. We filled up already, but I've asked for 10 extra seats on the flight. It is an amazing deal. 10 days in Israel. You go online and check any other place. We are easily $700 or more less than the closest persons. And so it's just in all who you know. Can I just, it's all in who you know, not what you know. So if you have any desire to want to go to Israel with us, we have two that have already signed up, paid their $500 deposit. So that means we have 8 seats left. So we just want to highlight that. We cannot keep maintaining seats all the way up to like the last month. It just doesn't work that way. Seats on the air flight, El Al air flight, fills up quickly, and then you may have to catch up with us on another flight. So just want to highlight that. Please come join us. I enjoy introducing that sacred ground called Israel to people like you and your friends. So thank you. Let me lead you in a prayer blessing. Hope you'll come and join us again next Sunday. We'll finish off our series entitled The Holy Spirit, Another Helper. So thank you for your comments and emails and how the Lord's been showing you a few things. It's been a great day. Father, we thank You. And we thank You that as we go, we love singing that song, You Know Our Name. You Know Our Every Thought. And you've even been there when we had a teardrop. You were there. So, Lord, you are always with us. And even as now we send off our dear friends, your family, our guests, bless them. Let them have a great day. Let them personally have something that's very enriching to their own life and relationship to you. May the benefits of our Lord Jesus Christ be marked in every home and dwelling place represented here today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming. You're dismissed.
I want to thank you for joining us today at Hope Chapel Huntington Beach. It's our desire to share Hope Chapel's teachings globally, and we'll be excited to hear how they are empowering others to live for Jesus. If this message has brought you closer to Jesus, we'd like to know. Email us at office@hopechapelhb.org. And if you would like to support this ministry financially, you can give online securely by clicking the Give button above. If you're interested in Hope Chapel contacting you, fill out the Get Connected tab below. Whatever season of life you're in, we want to go through it with you. Again, thank you for joining us.